So how about you? You have that hallelujah feeling deep down in your soul? We should. We all should. We've been born again. We have the Holy Spirit residing within us. There's no reason we shouldn't have it. But if you're lacking it, or you want more of it, there's a way to get it. To be closer to Jesus. Be closer to Him. And you'll be feeding on His life. He'll impart to you the hallelujah feeling that He has. That's the way to get it. Be closer to Him. Which brings me to the scripture. Here it is from Luke. Jesus speaking, then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after Me, in other words, be My follower, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? So if you want to come after Him, to be His follower, to be close to Him, you need to deny yourself and take up your cross daily. Jesus had many disciples the time He walked the earth. He had 12 which were closest to Him. They were with Him all the time. He had others. He had 70 others that He occasionally sent out. They weren't quite as close. And then, of course, He had many crowds following after Him. So they were at a greater distance. But it's the ones who were closest to Him that reaped the greatest benefits of being with Him. They learned that with Jesus, all things were possible. They saw all the miracles that He did. Received His teaching and became more and more like Him as each day went by. And ultimately, yes, especially when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they all had that hallelujah feeling in them. Yes, being close to Him, walking with Him is the way to get it. But we need to deny ourselves. And what does that mean? It means to surrender, just like we sang earlier, I surrender all. To give up on our own plans, our own ideas, ways of doing things. Everything that we hold dear might be material things, might be we crave notoriety, or wealth, or some other thing. We need to give that up. Say, Lord, I surrender. Your plan is better than my plan. And it is. His plan is always the best. We strive, we work hard at something, and all too many times, and we see this a lot in the world, all our plans come to nothing. It's because He's not involved in them. We need to surrender. Take up our cross, just like Jesus did. Taking up the cross literally means a walk of death. Death to self. To say, I don't matter anymore. Lord, You do. I'm putting You first. All the dreams and plans I had, I'm just laying them aside. I'm letting them wither away and die. Because what You have in store for me, for us, is far better than anything we could come up with ourselves. And in doing so, we are invited to come closer to Jesus, to partake of His life and His energy, His emotions. We become more and more like Him. I don't know if there was ever a time, except maybe at Gethsemane when he knew what was before him. And as a human being, he dreaded that. But as God, he said, not my will, but yours be done. And I think that might have been the only time in his life that he had some negative feelings, let's say. Other than that, he was always positive, upbeat, full of joy, compassion, love, ministering to everybody. We need to be more like him. And the way to get there is to take up our cross, just as if we were going to Golgotha, where he went. He knew where he was heading. We must die to self. For when we, when we hang on to those things that are important to us, in a sense, we lose our life. We lose the life that Jesus has planned for us. We lose the benefits and the grace of all of that when we try and hang on to some things that we feel are important to us. Just as he says here, if you desire to save your life, to save the things that you desire in your life, that you want to have or want to have happen, when you hang on to those things, you actually suffer loss. But if you give all that up, whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You'll save your life for eternity. You know, it never ceases to amaze me, just like he says here, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? We have so many people seeking riches, seeking fame, fortune, seeking power. How many people want to have a monument to themselves after they're gone? A statue. How many people don't need a lot of money to have their name on a building or a street corner? They're all craving something eternal, but they're going about it the wrong way. What good is it? It's of no use to them. They might have their name on a building. What good does it do them? They're gone. And somebody may see that name and wonder, who was that? I mean, let's face it, after a time, people forget. A new generation crops up and the name is meaningless. Although there are some historical figures that we remember and we have monuments to, and that's fine. Some things are important to remember, some events or whatever. But even then, what good does it do them? You can't take it with you. Just as Jesus said, you know, you come into this world naked, you leave in essentially in the same way, with nothing. The only things that are lasting are those things that are imparted to us of an eternal nature. Love comes with us, compassion. All the fruit of the Spirit comes with us. And that's it. There's nothing of this earth that comes with us. Nothing at all. So why go after it? Why strive for it? Let's look at the things that are eternal. Seek those things which are above rather than the things that are on the earth. I'd like to read something to you. This is something that was written by C.S. Lewis. I don't know how long I've had this little booklet, but a long time. Sometimes I go through things, cleaning out drawers or whatever, and I find things. I say, oh, wow, this is something good to talk about. In any event, It's short. He says, the principle runs through all... I better put my glasses on. Okay. Referring to this principle, which is this scripture, okay, the principle of denying yourself and taking up your cross daily. He says, this principle runs through all life from top to bottom. Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it. Submit to death, death of your ambitions and favorite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fiber of your being, and you will find eternal life. Keep back nothing. Nothing that you have not given away will ever be really yours. So if you haven't given something away and you want to hang on to it, it's never really going to be yours. Because the moment you die, you leave, it stays. It's never going to be really yours. And it's funny because earlier this week, after I had planned this and known what I was going to talk about, I heard this exact thing on the radio, on Christian radio. You know, it just blows you away sometimes the way God works. Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised from the dead. Think about that for a moment. Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised from the dead. You can't resurrect something that's not dead, right? When our body dies, it's going to be resurrected into something better. Well, the things of yourself that die within you, that you have given to Christ, can be resurrected into something better. So if you give up your dream, you let your dream die, for example, it can be resurrected into something much better, God's plan for you, something far better than anything you could dream of or look forward to. And it goes for anything. Anything at all. Look for yourself, or in other words, look out for yourself, and you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. We see that in the world. All these people out there looking to themselves. It's the me generation. I want power. I want money. I want this. And I don't care how I get it. I don't care at what expense. I don't care how it affects anybody else. And we see that in the world. We got fighting. We got wars. We got, you know, somebody from one country wants more territory. Somebody wants more power within a country. They want to climb the ladder of success, and you don't care who you have to step on. And what happens there? Just like it says, you find hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. That's all there is, and that's what's in the world. But look for Christ, and you will find him, and with him, everything else thrown in, including that hallelujah feeling. And one last thing. I heard this on the radio too, at a different time, but this week. See, we're being called attention to it. See? Yes, he is. We repent enough to be forgiven, but do we surrender enough to be changed? We've all repented. We've all been forgiven. We've turned away from our sins, and praise God, we've been granted eternal life. But have we surrendered enough to truly be changed inside? Changed into the image of Jesus, the likeness of him. That's what God desires of his children, for each one of us to be changed into his likeness, to be just like Jesus. We don't understand the end result of that yet, because we don't understand exactly how things are going to be in eternity. We have little glimpses of it. God doesn't want to just bring people to himself. He wants to bring sons and daughters into his family. But sons and daughters who are mature in him, who are just like his son, Jesus. That's what he desires. He could have created us to be little robots or puppets or whatever, to worship him. But he wants it to be of our own free will. And when we surrender our own desires and wishes, ambitions, and everything else, God gives us far more in return. We are made more into the image of Jesus. We receive such wonderful blessings and grace in our lives. Instead of our striving for our plans and desires to work out, we don't have to worry about it, because God's plan will unfold in our lives in ways that we can't imagine. He works perfectly in our lives. Yes, we struggle. It's all part of the process of learning how to surrender, because he has a better way. That's the path we need to take, the path of surrender, of taking up our cross, walking to that lonely hill of Golgotha to die to self, but to be raised in new life. We only have a little glimpse of it now. There's so much glory to come when we go to be with him. When we are truly changed, when these bodies are resurrected into our new ones, be glorious. But we need to surrender. Lose our lives for his sake, and we will gain so much more. We'll be shouting hallelujah every moment of every day. Praise God. Let it begin to well up within you, that hallelujah feeling, because we have so many precious promises of what God has in store for us. Amazing things. If we only knew, we'd be jumping up and down right now, singing hallelujah, praise God. If we could but see what he has in store for us. It's there for our taking. So whenever God calls you to surrender something, freely give it. You'll reap so much more in return for that little bit of surrender that you sow. So, praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's not an easy thing to do because of our nature, our human nature, our own desires and plans, and it's hard to give things up. Help us to see, Lord, the benefit of it. Help us to see how unimportant these things are that you want us to give up, that you want us to give to you, Lord. Help us to see, Lord, the riches that come our way, the life that you desire to give us, the abundant life that maybe some of us lack now, or that hallelujah feeling maybe some of us lack now. It's there for us, Lord. Help us to see how necessary it is to lose our lives in you, to let the things of this world die off, no matter how important they may seem at the time. They're meaningless. Nothing comes with us except what you give us, what you impart to us. that Jesus-like character that you want to instill in us. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in our struggles. We praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.